This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Greetings, listeners. Rodney Brown speaking today, and it's good to be with you to bring something from the Holy Scriptures. There's one verse that I would like to read, and we find it in the Gospel by John, John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 36. These are the words of Jesus. And he says, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." I would like to speak about these words that we find in verse 36. Free indeed. The word freedom is the opposite of the word slavery or bondage. Jesus says in verse 34 of this chapter, he says, "I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." And we think of these people who commit sin. Who are the people who commit sin? And the Bible gives us the answer. The Bible says, all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. And because of this, we are not free. What are we? Well, he says himself that if we sin, we are slaves of sin. So here is a lesson for us to learn that although today we may think that we are free, people think that they can do as they please. They think that all is in their own control when it's not. For the Holy Son of God himself says, if you commit sin, you are a slave of sin. You are not free. You're not free from sin. And sin comes naturally to us because we have a sinful nature. Whenever we were born, we inherited that nature from our parents, who inherited it from their parents. And that goes right back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. And so we are helpless to change our situation. And sadly, to continue in this slavery, to continue in this state of bondage in sin, the result is eternal bondage, that we will never be set free from sin. But then we come to Christ, and we think of him coming into this world who did not inherit a sinful nature. He was free from sin, born of the Virgin. And the Scriptures are clear as to the sinlessness of Christ. And I'm thinking of one verse. We read it in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Concerning Christ, it says, "In him is no sin." And so he was free from sin. And because he was free from sin, he was free from the consequences of sin. Now, we know as far as all others are concerned that the wages of sin is death. Those who commit sin are under the sentence of death. We remember that that's what God said to Adam at the beginning. If he would sin against God, that he would die. And he did sin and he did die. And so that has been passed on to all the descendants of Adam. And we read in Romans 5 and verse 12 that by one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin. And so death has spread through all humanity because all sinned. But the exception is Christ. He did not sin. He was free from sin. And so he deserves to be free from death. He does not come under that sentence of death because he was not sinful. But we know that he did not go free. We know that he went to the cross. And in Matthew 27 and verse 2, we read that they bound him and led him away. Think of it. He who was free from sin and free from the awful consequences of sin, that voluntarily he stood there and he let them tie his hands. And physically, when they tied his hands, he was not free. And then he was crucified. When they nailed his hands and feet to the cross, and there those nails through his hands and feet held him on the cross. He wasn't free, although if he wanted to, he could have come down from the cross, but he didn't. And why was that? Why did he continue to be held there? Well, we know the answer, that it wasn't for himself. He wasn't there for himself, but he was there for us. He was prepared to become a prisoner so that we might go free. And if we look here again in John's Gospel chapter 7, and in John's Gospel chapter 8, we read in verse 32, he said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. And then he says in verse 36 that we have read, the Son shall make you free. Well, we know that he is the truth. He said that himself, I am the way and the truth and the life, and that he is the Son. So he's speaking today of true freedom, and he says, free indeed to those who believe in him. We remember that there he became a prisoner. There he went into death. He was crucified. He died for our sins. He was buried in the tomb. But then we remember the third day when he rose again from the dead. And he offers freedom for all those who trust in him. Yes, we know that today we may think that we are free, but we are not, for sin is stronger than us. And there are people today, and they're trying to break free from their sins. Perhaps it's a sinful habit that holds them tightly, and they want to break free from it, and perhaps have tried various ways to break free. But they cannot, for sin is stronger than them, and the devil is stronger than them. But Christ is stronger than sin. Christ is stronger than the devil. And he's saying that if I make you free, if I set you free, you will be free indeed. Free from the controlling power of sin in your life. Through repentance, that is realizing who we are and realizing who Christ is and turning and taking that step from sin and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have salvation from the power of sin over our lives. And then eternally we will have salvation from its awful consequences. There will be people, tragically, and they'll not be free in this life, and they'll not be free eternally because of sin. But then, thank God, there are others free from the control of sin in this life and free from the final consequences of sin in eternity. Let's rejoice in who he is and in what he can do when he says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I would like to close today with the words of a chorus that I've been thinking about recently. And here are the words, thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah! I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Thanks for listening to the message today. You're welcome to contact me on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.